This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle markets for Thursday, March 16th. Well, pretty rough day yesterday in the cattle space. Feeder cattle under quite a bit of pressure, continuing from the gap lower that we had on Monday. Couldn't get into that gap to close it on Tuesday. And then yesterday, you started to see some momentum to the downside. So we're really buckling here in feeders. We're only about a dollar away from key support levels on the May. We're about a half a dollar away on the April, and we reached those levels on the March. So we're pretty close to some key support levels in feeder cattle. In live cattle, the market there kind of responding to some weakness in the cash trade, where we saw the Fed trade down about one at 164, and the dressed trade down about $4 from last week at 261. Box beef also under some pressure, choice down 164 at 284, select was down 193 at 273. The spread gained 29 cents, we're sitting at 1164. Movement was 111 loads. So getting a little pickup in the movement, but it's coming on some discounted prices. The slaughter rate so far this week at 378,000 head, that's equal to a week ago, and it's up 8,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was down 12 cents at 189.39. So not a lot of support coming from the cash market, and we've had some downward momentum in the future, so it looks like we're going to continue on that. And again, in feeders, we're not that far away from some key supports. In live cattle, the market accelerating to the downside. We're quickly approaching those mid-January lows on some of the deferred months. In April, we're not quite there yet. We're still, you know, a good $3 away from that key support, but we've kind of broke through the first level of support, which were the old swing highs from late December and early January. Just a minor double top there that the market actually stopped on Monday and bounced off of. So that was why I was thinking, well, we could get some recovery here, and if we get a gap, that would leave an island bottom, but that clearly did not happen, and now we're breaking below that support level, and we're below those supports on the deferreds as well. So we need to hold here and snap back, or else we're probably going to start talking about that high that was put in early March as being the seasonal high. Pretty early, even for a market that's in a neutral to a negative market, and clearly this market has been in a long-term bull market. So we've lost a lot of that upward momentum, done a fair amount of damage to the charts for live cattle, but there's still a chance that you can come back up within that seasonal time window and at least come back up and test the highs here from a couple weeks ago. In feeders, that seasonal extends further, usually through early May, but you do need to get some rain in the southern plains, especially the western half of the southern and central plains, for that market to really continue in the strength that it has seen here over these last couple months. So there too have done a fair amount of damage to the charts. We haven't taken out key support levels yet, but we want to see this market stabilize here fairly quickly, or else then you're just looking at there too a test of the high that was put in just last week. So some important junctures here in price action, and timing wise getting toward the tail end of the seasonal for live cattle, but still some time left for the feeder cattle seasonal. But again, you do need to see some rains in the western plains, or else it just really takes the wind out of the sail of this bull market for feeder cattle. I still think you move higher, because everywhere else you look in the country, it's wet. There's a lot of snow still hanging around the northern plains and the northern Midwest, with more on the way. So it's going to be a slow start to the season, and that might delay some demand for feeder cattle. But for the most part, everywhere except that key western, central, and southern plains is going to be in a much better pasture condition, excuse me, and probably at least a first cutting of hay crop condition to get things rolling and to get this herd rebuilding started as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843 or 513-815-1701. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.